Hello, this is Jim Ryan at Community Radio Yall, welcoming you to our second and final programme on Mozart's comic opera, Così fan tutte, the featured opera at the Lismore Opera Festival on June the 3rd and 4th. The lively piece you've just heard is a reminder of how chaotic things are as Act 1 of the opera comes to a close. Alfonso had a wager with his soldier friends that were they to go away, their fiancés would quickly replace them. The new suitors, the soldiers in disguise, ask for kisses, but Dorabella and Fiordiligi are highly insulted. In the autumn of 1789, the Emperor Joseph II commissioned a Mozart opera. At its premiere on January the 26th, 1790, in Vienna, he told Mozart, "The music is delightful and the subject is amusing." By August, it had been given 10 times, but with only sporadic performances thereafter, it fell into neglect until the 20th century. Richard Strauss, Sir Thomas Beecham and Glyndebourne all helped in its revival. Nowadays, Così is everywhere. I've seen it in at least 7 different Irish venues and in Belfast, Castle Ward, Covent Garden, English National Opera, in Poole and in Edinburgh. Now, as Act 2 begins, the sisters, pressurised by Despina, agree to a mild flirtation with the so-called visitors. Dorabella has already made her choice. It's Guglielmo. Intriguingly, her original fiancé had been the other male, Fernando, and they sing a duet. Prendero quel brunettino. I choose the small dark one. Dorabella's choice leaves Fiordiligi to get closer to Ferrando. In this context, it's often been pointed out that Mozart himself first fell in love with Aloysia Weber, but married her sister Constanza. Così is an ensemble opera. good teamwork, lightness of touch, and stagecraft are paramount. It's Jane Austen and not War and Peace. And while it may not have the thrilling drama of a Verdi opera, it has sparkling comedy and heaven-sent music. It has a cast of only six, with each one playing a vital role. It's an ideal opera for presentation within the magnificent surrounds of Lismore Castle. Festival director Jennifer O'Connell and her team have assembled a very strong cast. I've heard four of the singers live. Sandra Oman is a familiar face at Lismore. I've heard her numerous times, and she was an excellent Despina in Opera Ireland's superbly sung production of Cosy. Rachel Croesh I've heard in concert, and she sang splendidly in Coanga and Hansel and Gretel at last year's Wexford Festival. She's a really exciting young soprano. The Alfonso is Damon Nestor, and I enjoyed his Don Magnifico in La Cenerentola in Lismore last year. Baritone Gavin Ring is rapidly building an international career. More about Gavin later. Now, at the seashore, the Albanians are in a boat taking them to their newfound love objects. A band is there to greet them, and they sing, "Friendly breezes, bear my sighs to the goddess of my heart." The chorus wish them well. The accompanying music is music for the ages, and I never tire of it. Here it is. That was a lovely duet from Mozart's Così fan tutte, which is being performed in Lismore in early June. The promptings of the scheming duo begin to work, and eventually the two couples depart hand in hand. Very significantly, Dorabella and Guglielmo exchange tokens. She gives him a portrait of her former beloved, Ferrando, and they sing, Il Core Vi Dono. I give you my heart to some of the most tender love music in all opera. Somebody once said that in Mozart the words may deceive, but the music never does. And some of Mozart's music can, as Bridget Brophy wrote, turn the heart over. Fiar de Ligi, less amenable than Dorabella, has a conscience not easily quieted. As she dallies with Ferrando, she begs the forgiveness of her beloved Guglielmo, in this her second great aria. As she struggles with her newfound passion, the emotion here seems genuinely heartfelt. This beautiful but challenging aria has a wide range from top to lower notes. Per pietà, ben mio, have pity, my love. Perfection or near perfection there from Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, the man betting on his beloved's faithfulness and a suspicious husband who disguises himself in order to test his wife's constancy, are well-known themes in literature, going back to Ovid, Boccaccio and Shakespeare's Cymbeline. When Guglielmo shows Ferrando the portrait he's been given, the latter is distraught and raging. And Guglielmo, knowing of Dorabella's inconstancy, sings an aria about women's unfaithfulness. It's a great vehicle for a good actor-singer. At the Viennese premiere, the role was sung by Benucci, described as, and I quote, the best comic singer in Europe. In 2013 in Lismore, Gavin Ring acted and sang splendidly as Figaro, and I eagerly await his performance in this role. And here, Guglielmo sings, O women, you fool so many men.
Che se gli verbi deggio dir, se si lagnano gli amanti, li comincio a compatir, li comincio a compatir. Io vo bene al sesso vostro, lo sapete, ognun lo sa, ogni giorno ve lo mostro, ve lo mostro, ve lo mostro, vi do segno d'amistà, ve lo mostro. Ve lo mostro, vi do segno d'amistà, vi do segno d'amistà. Ma quel farla tanti a tanti a tanti e tanti, ma avvilisce in verità, ma avvilisce in verità. Mille volte il brando avresti per salvare il vostro onor, mille volte. Vi difesi con la bocca e più col cor, ma quel farla tanti a tanti a tanti e tanti è un vizietto seccator, è un vizietto seccator. Siete vaghe, siete amabili, più tesori il ciel vi diè, e le grazie vi circondano dalla testa sino al piè, dalla testa sino al piè. Ma la fate a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, a tanti, che credibile non è, che credibile non è. Io vo bene al sesso vostro, ve lo mostro, mille volte li verranno presi, di difesi gran tesori il ciel vi diè, sino al piè, ma la fate a tanti a tanti, la fate a tanti a tanti, la fate a tanti a tanti a tanti a tanti. E se gridano gli amanti, hanno certo un gran perché, un gran perché. La fate a tanti, e se gridano gli amanti, hanno certo un gran perché, un gran perché. Perché, perché, perché a un certo un gran perché. Perché, perché, perché a un certo un gran perché. Un gran perché, un gran perché, perché a un certo un gran perché.
Plenty of scope for the singer there. Now to one of the great set pieces of Così fan tutte. Fiordiligi sings of going away to join her fiancé at the war. Enter Ferrando, so downcast, he wants her to kill him with his own sword. Her resolve is weakening. To quote Oscar Wilde, she who hesitates is won. And then he sings, Volgi a me pietoso il cilio. Turn your eyes to me in pity. In a sweet tone that would melt any heart. It develops into a love duet and is accompanied by some of the loveliest music in the opera.
Thank you.
Jim Ryan at Community Radio Yall, and you're welcome back to our programme on Mozart's opera Così fan tutte. With Fior de Ligi smitten, all is lost. Or perhaps won, depending on how you look at it. Despina confirms winner all right. The sisters have agreed to marry. Alfonso sings about women's infidelity and, cruelly, has the men join him in singing the slogan Così fan tutte. All women behave like that. The very words Mozart used as the opera's title.
Al tuo vizio non ti ama, e dal tuo muso e dalle mani necessità del cuore, l'amante che si trova al fin dell'uso, non condanni la cui ma il proprio errore. Già che giovani, vecchie e belle, e brutte rivedete con me così fan tutte così fan tutte.
But Mozart doesn't necessarily agree with Alfonso. Here I would point out that he has given most of the lovely music in the opera to the women. And it's also made very clear, especially by Despina, that unfaithfulness isn't confined to the female sex alone. Some years ago, I heard Sir Peter Hall speaking about directing Mozart's operas. He began by saying, there are two great dramatists, Shakespeare and he paused. I was all agog wondering who would be his second great dramatist, Miller, Eugene O'Neill, Brian Friel, Ibsen, or whoever. The second great dramatist for Sir Peter was Mozart, and he explained why. Mozart, he felt, conveys something of the range of human experience that Shakespeare also dramatised, and Così is as profound a scrutiny of the human heart as any of Shakespeare's comedies. Its exploration of the joys and pain of young love will never be outdated. Timothy Walker, who directed the Così I Saw in Poole in 2005, wrote in a programme note, Mozart's work lives on the stage in a way that many opera composers cannot match. For me, he has always been a giant among artists in this respect, and my admiration for Mozart and De Ponte as genuine dramatists has only been enhanced by working on Così fan tutte. Now to the finale, to Act 2, 20 minutes of non-stop music, and one of the glories of all opera. Many hold that some of Mozart's greatest music is in his operas, and some of his finales are just wondrous. This one begins with Despina and Alfonso preparing for two weddings. What fun we're having, they sing, as the chorus asks blessings for the happy couples.
E voi gite ai vostri posti, fin rispose. questo si vedrà. Non si vista così vedrà.
When Mozart composed Così, he was, as he put it, composed out, in poor health and writing begging letters to a friend. He was anxious over his wife's health and also concerned about her constancy. To compose an opera of such beauty and gaiety at such an unhappy time stands as testimony to the resilience of the human spirit. Of the power of opera, in Peter Schaffer's play Amadeus, Mozart says, "Opera is more real than any play. A dramatic poet would have to put all these thoughts down one after another. The composer can put them all down at once and still make us hear each one of them. Astonishing device, a vocal quartet." End of quote. In the Toast Quartet, Mozart dramatizes a happy but complex moment. It begins with the couple singing a toast, but Guglielmo soon opts out of the celebrations, and you'll hear the lower male voice rejoin them, only to sing a diatribe against the women. They should drink poison, those vixens without honour. So much happiness, so much bitterness. What takes just 3 minutes in opera would take far longer in a conventional drama. This is magical.
Thank you.
This allegedly frivolous opera has little dramatic action, but its characters undergo life-changing events. As in a Jane Austen novel, little happens but everything changes. At the end of Henry James's novel, The Wings of the Dove, also concerning deceitful love, Merton Densher says to Kate Croy, as if the events of the novel had never been, that they can now marry. But Kate replies, "We shall never be again as we were." Now the notary, Despina in disguise, arrives to officiate at the marriages. Then military music is heard. The sisters are terrified of being found out. In our next extract, the fiancés have returned as their original selves and are thrilled at meeting their loved ones. Seeing the notary and the contracts, they pretend to be outraged, but soon all is revealed. Despina says she's not really a notary, but when the men see the signatures, they shout, "Tradimento, betrayal." In our penultimate piece, the sisters beg forgiveness. The fiancés admit their role in the love test. Alfonso takes all the blame. The couple swear eternal love and to live happily ever after. Or do they? They get back together in the original pairings, but surely things can never be as they were. In a lovely sextet, their happiness and their pain are revealed. Alfonso says they'll all be wiser in the future. And here it is, another of those Mozart ensembles I want never to end.
Troppo bene, ben che dice. prova giusa lì, e la prova giusa lì.
Tanti cori e gemi appartino, perché mai li scoprì, perché mai li scoprì.
A voi s'inchina, bella damina,
lovely singing and music there. To round it all off, they all sing a short chorus telling us how to achieve tranquility. And so we reach the end of Così fan tutte, one of my desert island operas. And if it may seem a little complicated, don't worry. In performance, it's delightful and easy to follow. If you go to see this most enchanting opera at Lismore, I expect you'll have a marvellous time. And there are tickets left only for the Friday performance. My thanks to Dara Parker on production and all here at Community Radio Yall. And I hope you've enjoyed these programmes on Così fan tutte, which is being performed at the Lismore Opera Festival in early June. So, with this upbeat sextet from Così, happy the man who takes everything for the best and is guided by reason. It only remains for me, Jim Ryan, to say goodbye.